If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Liberal Redneck, live in studio with us. What a treat. Rex Tillerson said Americans should sleep well at night. Oh, yeah.
Ah.
We'll get right on that.
Greetings.
If I had one of these soundboards like you got, I'd never get nothing done.
Yeah.
I swear I wouldn't. Not for a month, at least.
Yeah. I'd see, that's what the whole gun debate could be solved with my box, Trey.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've always said, you don't need to have a gun. You just need to have a sound effect.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you need.
I mean, those are sweet.
Right? Just get away from my door. I have a...
Chuck Connor.
Wait.
As the rifleman.
Wait. No. Not a fart. Hang on. Because I'm so spazzy, I'd hit the wrong sound effect. Get away. I have a... Wait a minute. That's not it.
Yeah, I'd have that. I'd be accidentally pushing the fart button all the time. Just muscle memory.
Like yeah.
Just because the fart button would be the most worn out button on the thing for
there
sure.
You go. Well, yeah. Get away. I have a... No, not that. I have a... Okay. All right. There you go. We are pre-nuclear annihilation, or as Kim Jong-un would say.
Nuclear annihilation.
Yeah, not so funny this morning, is it, Kim's little Kim Jong-un?
Oh, got that typo dong.
Okay, all right. Matt in Reno. Hello, Matt.
Greetings, Stephanie.
Stop it!
Greetings.
Don't enable Vanessa Rumbles. Go
Greetings.
Ahead. Stop it!
Thank you.
Stephanie, you're taking this stuff with nuclear war way too seriously.
Oh, yeah.
You know our nuclear arsenal is maintained and supervised by Rick Perry, right?
Oh, well. But you're right.
It wouldn't work.
You're right. Sleep well, kids.
Dancing with the doofuses.
A degree in animal husbandry.
Yeah, sleep well.
Milk one.
Sleep well. Mr. Captain Smart Glasses is in charge of the nukes.
Yeah, that's that's funny, but
yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I told you this or not, but I worked for the Department of Energy. That was my day job when I first started comedy.
Oh, wow.
I worked for the U.S. Department of Energy for 7 years.
Yeah.
And when I was there, the people in charge was, at first, a Nobel laureate, head of physics at Stanford, Stephen Chu, and then later a Ph.D. in physics.
Moniz.
Ernest Moniz, the head of physics and energy at MIT.
Wow.
And now it's... Rick Perry.
Yeah, kids,
and so,
hey kids, watch that Dancing with the Stars clip and then sleep well.
And there was actually
that guy's in charge.
Vanity Fair actually had an article about how he might be one of the biggest threats in this administration, kind of secretly because the DOE has the nukes and because of what a incompetent buffoon he is.
Yeah.
So it's actually a pretty key part of this whole problem is the fact that he's in charge. I mean, he wanted to abolish the whole agency.
Yeah.
You know. And they're the ones that shepherd the nuclear arsenal, so they should be like near the bottom of the list.
Wanted to get rid of what was it again?
Where'd I put that third nuke? Oops.
Oh yeah, right up my butt.
Don't know where I put that. That really is now. That's, you know what is going to flash in my head tonight, thanks to you, Vanessa. Him dancing on Dancing with the Stars, and then
greetings.
Yeah. Exactly. Thanks. Like, is it my insomnia and my acid reflux could get any worse?
Oh, no. This is going to be my ringtone. So when it goes off, every time you say, greetings.
Greetings.
I'm making this happen.
help, mommy. Okay. And all of this has killed Glenn Campbell. I hope you're happy.
He didn't make it.
The rhinestone cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
He's in a better place now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cold, mm-hmm. hard ground.
Thank God he did this for us before he left, in honor of our... Who was our right-wing troll boy today? Was, what's
one?
His name? Scott? Is that his name?
Oh, Scott.
Yes, from Hour One. Thank you, Glenn, for recording this for us.
Why do those people... Why does Scott listen to you? Or is he just, like, scanning through and hears a woman talking, and he's like, well, this won't do. And then he listens to it for a while, and then calls it to yell at you. I mean, that's probably pretty much exactly what happened.
Business owner who likes to listen to both sides.
That guy.
I've got some lame, half-baked opinions, like Obama is a Kenyan, and a list of Fox News talking points to get through.
like a right-wing troll boy.
Oh, that's for you, Scott. Going out to you this morning. And I will defend Jim Ward again. He does not do a Southern accent, Trey, for all dumb Trump voters. He also does this one.
Yeah.
I love that he's like, well, I called the talk about North Korea, but now I wanted to say that you got that thing about the president of Mexico wrong. I'm like, so you don't care about the nuclear arm again. You just want to make sure that you point out that was wrong about a name. Yeah, they really will. It's like the meme you see on the internet, but they really will be saying butter emails.
Yeah.
Right? As we.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As we all.
3 million more votes. Popular
Jim, don't bring
votes.
That up. Don't bring that up. He's already on the edge.
Popular vote.
We're losing it, Trey. Thanks for coming in. And,
thanks for having me. Always a pleasure. This is obviously my last time.
I'm not kicking you out. I'm just thanking you for joining our downward spiral into madness this morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I'm glad to be here, especially since, you know, I'm not getting another chance because we're all going to melt.
Yeah, thank you.